Hello? Anyone in here? Pastor Andrew? Brother Reed? Chalms? Wow. I'm all alone. Welcome to the Church of the Story. Yes. Yeah, come on in. Don't be shy. What's my name? Why, I'm Father Devin. Father Devin. I like that. Yes, come on in. Father Devin here. Let's get down to it. The story must be told.
The story must be told. The story must be told. The story must be told.
Thank you all for coming. Hey, look at this person. Yeah, you better believe it. The story is even for weird people like you, you joker.
Oh, ha ha ha, good one. Yeah, I like Father Devin.
Yeah, I'm Father Devin, and everybody likes me. I'm funny, I'm polite, people call me on the phone, and when they can't get a hold of me, they leave a message all the time. The response is, oh, that good story, I love that story, it's good. For Elizabeth H., you joker, may the story make you buy an in-ground swimming pool that you can't afford. I don't know, just feel like you're in control of something, because nothing else makes sense and you don't know why.
Oh, yeah, that's a good story. Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
For Natalia S., may your relationship fall apart because it's just so expensive to maintain a swimming pool. It costs so much money. You're in over your head, but you won't admit it, not ever. What's wrong with you?
Oh, that's a good story. I like that story. Yeah, good job. Father of Heaven, yeah.
For Kelby F., may you buy a bunch of swimming gear, snorkels and stuff? You don't know how to use any of it. You get swimmer's ear real bad. Why did you do this, Devin? Why? You idiot. Why do you have to get a pool? Why? Why did you have to do it? Why?
Oh, it's a good story. I think it's a good story. I thought it was a good story, too. Yeah, well, it was a good story. Nice job, dude. Father Devin's the man.
So, you know, the story's taught me a lot, and I can't wait to share it with all of...
Shit. Sholmes knows a lot more about a human body than you'd imagine. Little hands. But when he gets into the meat of your shoulders, it's like, ay, ay, ay.
Shh, 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 shh. Pigar, hold on. Hold on. Quiet for a sec. Is it me, or is it a little more pathetic in here?
You know? Yeah. You're right.
I wonder if Devin was here.
You know, it's funny you bring Devin up because a story came to me today. It's not about Devin yet, but I bet it will be soon enough.
Ooh, tell me. I don't love nothing more than a sweet store. Lay it on me, Big R.
Ahem. From the book of Haha, a story by Rugsniff Pleaseman, titled Yuck Yuck in My Mouth for a Dollar. Thad walked out of the theater into the chilled night, cursing the filth to which he had been subjected.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Ugh, that rankled my nerves.
He spat.
God, I'm so raw.
He left the darkened auditorium after only 30 minutes into the film, even though Jin Lee told him not to. She had bought the tickets and didn't care about the occasional off-color joke or cheap shot. She had drunk two adult milkshakes already and was waiting on the "Do I make you corny?" nacho plate she had ordered for them to split. He scoffed.
"I didn't ask to see this trash. This is on you, Jin Lee,"
he told her. The other moviegoers shushed him, as though he cared whether garbage like this was interrupted. He was alone outside the theater. Jin Lee drove him, in addition to buying their tickets, all details he remembered clearly once he was outside. He thought she would follow him. From beyond the doors, he heard a muffled catchphrase and the howls of laughter therein.
"Distasteful,"
he remarked. In seconds, he decided on a new plan for his evening. he would text Jin Lee and tell her to meet him at a boutique bar just a 20-minute drive away. He would wait for her there. All he needed was fare for a bus. He approached the ticket window.
Okay, I'm going to try to say this nicely, but it's going to be difficult.
He began to the overly empathetic ticket vendor. Please, yes, I am listening, the elderly man said with a light Eastern accent.
That film was offensive, and that was not advertised. I would like a full refund.
I'm sorry to hear, friend. We do advertise the MPAA rating. If you see, it is PG-13, friend.
Sir.
Excuse me?
Please, do not call me friend. It is disrespectful. You should call me sir.
He walked away with $17 cash. Jin Lee didn't have to know. When she met him at Glory Days Tiki Gallery after the movie, he'd apologize and say the first round was on Thad. He grinned at his little joke.
Now that's clever.
He thought of himself. All the jokes in these disgusting movies were sexual innuendo and insufferable instant quotes for preteens to latch onto. A real joke had suspense, he affirmed, an engaging rhythm leading to a sudden pop, the punchline. He could probably teach those lazy screenwriters a thing or two, he decided. He walked down the sloping road to the bus stop 2 blocks down. The city was obscured by drizzle, and the people were all indoors. It was just him, shrubs, and vacant lots. These late-night shows always bothered him. It was so deserted when they got out. He would have to choose the next outing. Jin Lee was tasteless. Waiting by the crumbling pavement, the first Thad experienced of the man was his sound. What Thad mistook for a rattling car somewhere off on the highway was in fact the uneven breaths of an approaching man with a poor haircut.
Bus don't come for another 20.
The stranger, too, had atrocious taste. His spider legs of bangs were gelled onto his forehead, under which armies of blackheads fought for the creases of his vacant face. He was wearing a t-shirt Thad suspected was stolen from a Salvation Army bin. On it, Mickey Mouse had Minnie bent over, biting his lip, and in bubbly letters out of type since the 90s, it said Mickey's D, with the M a replica of the McDonald's arch. Thad had forgotten all about the Hicks who lived in what was otherwise an up-and-coming neighborhood.
Ugh!
He snapped, not making eye contact.
20 minutes? Just my luck.
It's all right. It'll go quick.
Thad stood in silence there for what felt like 10 minutes, but when he checked his minimalist functional watch that cost $2,000, he saw only 3 minutes had gone by. Behind him, he noticed the stranger was laughing to himself, a sound like a handsaw getting stuck in wood. It did not cease until Thad muttered at the man.
What's so funny?
I know something about you, he said.
Thad ignored him. He checked his watch again. 3 minutes, 12 seconds.
I said I know something about you, sir.
What would that be?
You like jokes.
The sir and the subject matter caught Thad's attention. Perhaps this was the universe making it up to him. Some of the locals had a good bit of color about them, and Thad respected them a way a teacher respects a janitor.
Yeah, you're correct. Yet, I appreciate good jokes. There are not many of those anymore.
Well, said the stranger. I beg to differ. I got 3 jokes you ain't ever heard before, and each one of them is fucking bonkers. Especially the last one.
He laughed then, hawing over just the fantasy of it.
That's the good one.
Thad felt generous, but more than that, he saw 3 minutes had passed in their brief conversation. He crossed his arms and said,
Okay,
Go ahead.
All right, first joke. Here we go. What did two Jews have in common with a doorbell?
Though the stranger was already laughing, Thad gave the man a withering look and started walking away.
Wait a second! The man yelled after him. Okay, that was too much, I can tell. You're not like that. No, no, not a fellow like you. It's not polite to discriminate.
Thad kept walking.
Come on! I ain't even told you the last one!
Thad hesitated before making his next step. That was all the stranger needed.
See? I knew it. You like the good ones. You want to know about the last one? I'll give you a tease. Not the whole thing, just the name. It's called Yuck Yuck in My Mouth for a Dollar.
Thad could not even begin to respond to that, and he didn't have to.
Okay, my second joke, here it comes.
The man stalled.
Okay, here we go. This little kid has a broken prick, right? And he's in a classroom, and he's up at the board, and the teacher is asking him questions, right? And she says to him, "Little Johnny, do you have enough for everyone?"
Then he stopped.
Fuck. He was also chewing gum. Yeah, that's real important. Let's start it over again.
Jesus Christ!
Thad shouted finally.
Give it up. I've heard some terrible jokes tonight, but you are by far the worst comedian I have witnessed. Ever.
The man blanched at this and seemed to swallow his pride with difficulty.
I wasn't trying to do nothing except pass the time, sir. Goodness. You really have it out for folk like me, huh? Fancy watch, hip part of town, waiting for the bus like you're all green. You didn't even let me tell the best joke. God! I told you it was the best one.
His face was red again, sweating.
That's the worst part. You didn't even let me finish.
Thad resisted, but he had only 6 minutes until the bus came. Then he'd have to ride the bus with this man, probably just the two of them, stewing in the tension. He hated confrontations.
Fine. Tell me the joke.
I can't do it here.
What?
The man stomped around the thin sidewalk, immediately pacing into the road.
I need more room. It's got a couple big parts.
He grinned in secrecy.
I get really into it.
Come on, just around the corner. Thad followed the man at a distance.
Come on, it ain't long.
The man shouted. In desperation, Thad checked his watch.
We've only got a minute.
He lied.
We should wait by the stop so the driver can see us.
Oh, it ain't coming for another 20.
What?
That's what I told you. Don't you remember?
It's been 20 minutes since then.
Oh!
He hawed and hooted loud then.
My mistake. Didn't know you were waiting. Hell, that's just something I say.
Thad became furious then. He could have at least sat in the bar in the theater. He'd prefer to avoid that old man he offended, but it was better than this. He began stomping away.
You didn't hear the joke, though!
The man shouted.
Fine!
Thad stopped. There was no light under where they stood.
What's the joke, then, if you're gonna fucking whine all night about it?
The man grinned. Several teeth were blackened, and behind them all, a festering, swollen tongue.
Right. Here it is. God damn, it's funny. Oh, and remember, I already gave you the title. Here she is. Yuck Yuck in My Mouth for a Dollar. You ready?
Thad stared at the man, crossing his arms as a reply.
Here we go. See, there's this guy, right? And he's out late at night, and he comes up to this fella, right? And he's laughing, just laughing to himself. So the guy goes to him. He says,
"What's so funny?"
The stranger's grin disappeared then, and the man immersed himself in the story with stony purpose.
And the other guy, he goes, "I know something about you."
"What?"
says the guy. "You like jokes."
Thad began to walk backwards when the man pulled a knife from his back pocket. Though a small blade with a plastic handle, Thad could quite clearly imagine it slicing into the meat of his neck until his beady eyes turned cloudy.
"Please, please,"
Thad began.
"I'm just waiting for a bus."
"Shh, you'll throw me off,"
he continued. So this fella, he starts telling the guy jokes, right? But the guy's a real spoiled piece of shit. Not the kind of guy to have a beer with and just hang out. Didn't do nothing but whine and yap all the fucking time. So he doesn't like any of the jokes, right? So the guy says, "Well, I got a joke for you. It's called Yuck Yuck in My Mouth for a Dollar. And it always gets a laugh. You want to hear it?" So the guy says,
"Sure, if it gets a laugh, go ahead."
"All right, now come here."
The man cleared the gap between them in a single step. Thad fell to his knees like he was already dead. The stranger's knife hand flashed to Thad's face. He pressed the flat of the blade against Thad's weeping right eye.
"Please, please."
"All right, so the fella kicks the other fella down, right? And he says to him, and here's the part where it switches. He says to him, "Say it."
Then, suddenly, it was silent. Thad realized how little movement there was anywhere else, how alone he was. The stranger shook him then, and Thad urinated slightly.
"Say it."
"Say what?"
"Say yuck yuck in my mouth for a dollar."
"What?"
Thad's heart hummed audible in his chest, and feeling close to fainting, he wished he had eaten at the theater after all. The stranger said not a word, but stared steelily into Thad. He couldn't help but begin to cry.
"Yuck yuck!"
Thad whimpered.
"Say all of it."
"Yuck, yuck in my mouth."
Rage bit into the stranger's face then.
"All of it."
"Yuck, yuck in my mouth for a dollar. Yuck, 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 yuck in my mouth for a dollar."
He shouted so loud the patrons departing the theater two blocks away heard him, the specter of the night. Then the stranger let go of him and took two paces back.
"And then," he grinned, "the guy says, 'Gee, thanks for the offer, but I done spent my last buck on a crow crawler.'"
The stranger then hollered till his eyes were red-rimmed and his throat sore. An unending deluge of hot air and saliva that sent snot down his chin and tears onto his stained t-shirt.
"See," he said, "I told you, it always gets a laugh."
Thad sat there, pants soiled, pale as death. Inside the theater, Jin Lee finished the nachos alone, and a crowd of humans delighted. The story must be told.
"Why? Oh, Big R, you're right. I do wish that happens to Devin."
"And it probably will. That guy, man, I don't know what's wrong with that guy."
"Oh, man, you don't know?"
"Know what?"
"Ooh, story. Well, it's, his kid drowned. Yeah, an in-ground pool kind of tore his life apart."
"Oh. Oh, shit. I just thought he was a bummer."
"Yeesh.
Well, we should get out of here."
Wow. Yeah, that kind of hurt.
Oh, hey. Hey, Devin?
Yeah, Pastor Andrew?
Next time I catch you by yourself in the church, I'm gonna break your fucking legs. Capiche?
Okay.
All right, adios, muchacho.
That was The Story Must Be Told, and before I die, I'm gonna confess my sins to you, Mr. Priest Hands. Join our congregation on Patreon, patreon.com/TSMBT. One time when I was a tot, I saw Daddy in the shower, and I said to myself, I shouldn't have to love anything so hairy. Become a Platinum Star Plus congregant and receive a story membership packet, oh my, including pamphlets, a button, and a membership card. So as a teen, I tricked a sheriff into buying tainted chocolate. Yeah, I got a sheriff to shit in a car, because that chocolate was full of tricks. As a Platinum Star Plus congregant, you will also have a petition read in your name during the service. Think you can handle that? And finally, I pretended to be dying to trick Mr. Priest Hands to join by my side for a good old-fashioned priest prank. I got you! Now stick out your tongue. And of course, all congregants on Patreon receive the 522 Club podcast, a zany podcast with guests and a loose structure and hot exclusive story truths each week between stories. Yeah, I kissed a priest. That's what a priest prank is, because legally they're not allowed to crank it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Until then, I'm a priest temptress. Yeah, priests. Ooh.
No, Greg, my Greg, are you gonna one last time? One last time so I can
that was perfect.
That was perfect? Okay, cool.
The story must be told.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.